and pumpkin.
Now, when you eat them, though, do you eat the whole thing or just the beans?
Yeah, you just wash them. But you know, you can get anything cleaner by pouring hot water on it, mm-hmm. and wash them and put them in a pot with some middling meat or any kind of meat that you want to, and cook it. And some folks, well, old-timey people thought that was an awful dish. Mm-hmm. They called them leather breeches.
Mm-hmm. When you say awful, you mean awfully good, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could dry pumpkin. Now, in the summertime, you'd take them and cut them around, mm-hmm. and peel them. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have sticks, and you'd string that pumpkin on the sticks and put it out in the sunshine. Mm-hmm. Well, you'd bring it in at night and put it where the dew wouldn't fall on it. Mm-hmm. And it would dry out just as pretty and white. And a lot of people would put it on with a piece of striped middling meat and cook it just like beans or something or another. Mm-hmm. And they loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did have much luck of drying pumpkin. I'd forget it and let it stay out a little too long, and uh-huh. it'd turn black, and then it'd mold, and I'd throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to put up kraut and pickle beans and cucumbers and all such as that by big jars, churns full. We had big churns, mm-hmm. and some put it up in kegs, mm-hmm. barrels.
Mm-hmm.
But now I fix mine now. Cut it up and pack it, put me a spoonful of sugar in the bottom of a quart jar.
Now, what is this you're fixing now?
Kraut.
Okay, good.
And that was what we was talking about, yeah. that I was talking about. And pack it full of cut up cabbage, then put a spoonful of salt on top of it, and leave a little air space, and put water on it, mm-hmm. and fill it on up with water, and put a lid on it and set it back.
Mm-hmm.
And if the water happens to run out and the water gets off from it, fix you some salty water and pour back on it. If you don't, it'll turn dark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of difference in living the country way and the town way.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me some more about cooking. What are some other dishes you'd prepare?
Well, I'm like my father now about the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, it's got down to I just cook for myself,
mm-hmm.
and I don't do very much cooking.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a child, my mother used to prepare something, and I don't even know that I can describe it well enough for you to know what I'm talking about, but it was some kind of loaf that she made with meat, and then she'd hard cook eggs, hard boil eggs, and slice them and put them in the loaf, and then she didn't cook it. She put it in the refrigerator and let it get real cold. You know what kind of meatloaf that would be?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know nothing about making meatloaves.
Uh-huh.
But the kids, my kids, and they come to see me, why they... If they don't bring a meatloaf, they'll cook one here while I'm doing something else while they are fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
But a favorite ash potatoes with my baby one was to have some hot grease and cut ash potatoes in little cubes,
mm-hmm.
and just put them in that hot grease.
Mm-hmm.
Put your grease in there and let it get hot and put them in there and keep them stirred.
Mm-hmm.
Till they get brown looking. Mm-hmm. She'd call them little elephants. And you can take a little flour and put a little flour in a bowl and put a little water on it